Thank you. Preparation for a few moments of silent reflection, let me share with you these words. This is a weekend in which we have remembered and thanked those persons, living and dead, who have served their country and its armed forces, including those who sacrificed their lives in battle. We honor those lives in this moment. It's also been a week in which many of us have exercised our privilege and our responsibility as citizen voters. We give thanks for a country in which we can do this. We give thanks for the efforts and the sacrifices of all of those who keep this freedom alive for us. Whatever our feelings about the election's outcome, we know as well that the work of justice and compassion and peace must continue to be the work of our hands and hearts. And we rededicate ourselves to those efforts this morning. We know we live in a land and in a world that blesses us in many wonderful ways, even as it calls us to be healers of its still broken parts. We know also that we live lives that are both blessed and broken. We rejoice in all that blesses us, even as we attend to with the support of those with whom we are in community here, those parts of our lives that remain in need of greater wholeness. And we give thanks for that greater spirit of life and that greater spirit of love that blesses and sustains us all as we now spend a few moments in silent meditation.